all the way at the beginning. The last thing we left off, after learning the Sharblat and the beginning of the introduction, were 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 lines in the bottom. As we learned last time, the Alter Rebbe is writing in this introduction why he's writing the Sefer of Tanya. And he says that it's known that people say you can't compare listening to admonishment to reading it. Why? Because reading it, you know, it depends what mood you're in and how you understand it, and the books, he says, especially books written on human intellect, definitely are not for everybody. Because only somebody like Yeshua was able to be understand the spirit of every single Jew. But now he continues and he says like this, Al afilu b'sifri ayira, even books of fearing Hashem, Asher yisaydasim b'harei kedush, that their foundation is in the mountains of Kedusha, meaning not intellectual books, but Torah books, Madrashi Chazal, the sayings of our sages, Asher ruach Hashem diber b'am, that the spirit of God spoke through them, Umilasi alashenim, and God's words are in their tongue, and Torah and Hashem are all one. So you're not talking about human intellect. You're talking about Torah intellect. And Torah, as he's going to explain, is applicable to every person. Even such books are a problem. But now the Alter Rebbe is going to explain the greatness of it. And the 600,000 general neshamas, and the details, Adnitz's kalsha bekalim ubuchusi oirach, to the lowest of low, shabameinu bnei Yisrael, which are amongst the nation of the Jews, kulam biskashim beraisa, they all connect themselves to Torah, and Torah connects them to Hashkodesh Baruch Hu. It means like this: how many souls are there? Good start. There's more than 600,000 Jews.
I know, but not. We get like parts. It's split, and each one has to.
Okay, so later on in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains that. Is that in a glass? Which? What did you cut the lemon with? Okay. Now this kitchen is no problem. Everything's treif, so there's no problem. We don't have any questions. It's all treif. Rav Milch explains. Who cares? No problems. Okay. It says later on in Tanya, the 600,000 neshamas, because the 600,000 Jews that left Egypt were the general souls of all the Jewish people. So 600,000 neshamas. The Alter Rebbe says later in Tanya, each neshama is composed of 600,000. And there's 600,000 general neshamas. Each one is composed of 600,000. That means, if you want to count how many neshamas there are, 600,000 times 600,000, which I think is 360 billion. That's how many neshamas that there are. So the Alter Rebbe said like this, even neshamas, even books which are written based on Torah, and every Jew is connected to Torah, and Torah comes in a general way and in a detailed way. The Alter Rebbe is going to finish up by saying, but not every person knows how to find his detail. That means, to explain this as follows. The word Yisrael is an acronym for Yesh Shishim Ribi Eisias HaTorah. There's 600,000 letters in the Torah. Even though there's only 305,000 plus, but through various methods, Chazal say, there's 600,000 letters in the Torah. There's 600,000 neshamas. Which means, every Jew has his letter in the Torah. Now, what does it mean, every Jew has his letter in the Torah? Every Jew has his or her unique part of Torah that no other Jew has. In fact, we even ask this in davening. You finish Shemoneh Esrei, or before you start Haidu. What do we say? Sheibana Beis HaMikdash, B'merev Yameinu, B'sein Chalkeinu, B'sein Rasecha. Give us our part in your Torah. What do you mean, give us our part in your Torah? Give us Torah, what do you mean, our part? Every Jew has their letter, unique letter in the Torah, which is theirs. But that's not a general letter. It's a detailed letter. Not every Jew has the ability to find his letter. Meaning, when you're learning Torah books, you might not find your connection to what you're learning. even though the Torah is given to every single Jew and every Jew is connected to Torah, and through Torah we connect ourselves to Hashem. But you know what? You might not find your answer to your question, because you might not find that part of Torah that's yours that's going to answer your question. So even though it's a Torah Sefer, but you might not be able to find it. To give you, to explain this in practical language, everything that exists in the world, you know, are you allowed to or not, you'll find in Torah. I mean, that's a given, right? All the modern technology, whether it's medical or technological, scientific, no matter what it is, are you allowed to do certain things? The answer is in Torah. Right? But you have to know how to look. Right? You're not gonna, you can't look up on the index of Gemara for heart transplant. A little bit index, page 302. I mean, you're not gonna find it there. Right? You're not gonna find heart transplants or a Jew on the moon and Shabbos or you know, all these, you know, internet issues, whatever it may be. You're not gonna find it in the Gemara. It's there, but you have to know how to find it. Not every person is able to go find it. Not every person is able to find their letter in the Torah that's going to answer their questions. So the Alter Rebbe is saying, even though that kulam is kashim v'raiz, every Jew is connected to Torah, v'raiz mikasheres esim l'kodesh baruch hu, and Torah is what connects them to Hashem, k'mei k'nei de b'zeir ha-kodesh, like it's known in the Zeir, but he says this connection between a Jew to Torah and Torah to Hashem, ha-reiz ha-derech klal l'cholos Yisrael, it's to the general Jews are connected generally to Hashem through Torah. And he says, Av shenitna ha-Torah, even though Torah was given, lidarish b'chlalu b'frat, to learn it in a general way, in a detailed way, and prati pratis, detailed of details, l'chol nefesh pratis mi Yisrael, to every individual Jew, ha-mushresh bo, which originates in Torah. In other words, even though every Jew has their connection to their particular part of Torah, but he says, like you finish, Are ein kol adam zeche, not every person merits li yismakir mekeme haprati, to recognize his individual detailed part of Torah.
So how do you know if you have?
Every Jew has.
So how do you know if you recognize? You say, and it doesn't change, right?
How do you know where you have to live? The Rebbe writes that Yemayim it's Sichus, it's all over the place. The Pasuk said, "Hashem," I'm using this as a different concept to explain this concept. "Hashem etzadik evakenanu." David Amal says, until from Hashem the footsteps of man is planned. Okay? Which means, Chassidus explains, and Rebbe writes this in Ayem Yem. The reason we all live here, at the present at least, is because this is the part of the world which we must elevate to Hashem. By doing mitzvahs in this part of the world. Okay? Now, how am I supposed to know where my part of the world is? And how are you supposed to know where your part of the world is? So the Rebbe writes, Tzadikim know lechatchila where their part of the world is, and that's where they go. It says clearly, Tzadikim know where their part of the world is, where they have to be mevarer, and that's where they go. Everybody else, Hashem gets us there by hook or by crook. Meaning, if I have to be in this part of the world, I didn't know that this is my part of the world. So Hashem gets me a job here. Okay? So why do I have a job here? Because this is the part of the world that I have to elevate. But how am I going to get there? I don't know where my place is. So Hashem gets, either somebody gets married in a certain place, or a job in a certain place, you know, where the mother-in-law is or isn't, you know, whatever the story is, wherever you end up, you think, because this is where I had a good job offer, and this is where whatever it may be, yeah? It's all Baba Mises. It's all Baba Mises. We don't know how to find our place in the world, so Hashem leads us there. Tzadikim, no. Okay? That's why when a person would write into a Rebbe where they should go, and the Rebbe would tell him to go take this job, because the Rebbe knows that this is the place where your Avaida is, but so how do you get there? So you get a job there. That's the way it works. In Torah, it's also, does anybody know if they found their individual detail? I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. Now, the Rebbe is saying, though, not every person, like he says, ain't kol adam zeicha, it's a schus to know which is my unique part of Torah that's uniquely mine and nobody else has it. Because Torah and Jews and Hashem are all connected. In fact, the Rebbe Chassidus explains, the Zohar has a very strange expression. The Zohar says, Talas kishin and miskashin and dub v'dub. Three knots are tied to each other. Jews to Torah and Torah to Hashem. Okay? There's one problem with that mathematically. Then there's two knots. If you have A is tied to B to C, so A is tied to B, and B is tied to C. That's two knots, not three. Okay? So how does the Zohar say, Tlas kishin miskashin dobedot, three knots? So this explains, but God goes back to the Jew. There's another knot. It's a circle. In other words, Jews bind themselves to Torah binds themselves to Hashem, and Hashem binds himself back to the Jew. So it's actually three knots, because it's now a circle, it's not a straight line of three things becoming tied through two knots, it's a circle that becoming tied with three knots. But even when they wish to, so every Jew has a shaychus to Torah, and every Jew has a shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Jews, Araisa, Yisrael, V'kud Shabich, V'kul Achad, Torah, Jew, and God, Torah, Jew, and God is one. Okay? That is, we have a connection. My detailed, my particular connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my particular connection to Torah, not every Jew knows. Sometimes we zeich, that abuse the Lashon Zeicha. You merit, sometimes you merit, sometimes you don't merit to know. Generally, we're bound to Hashem. What's my unique thing that not everybody knows? And then the Alter Rebbe says even more. Even in the laws of kosher and treif, or permissible and forbidden, haniglas lanul vaneinu, which are revealed. I mean, these are things which are tangible. You know what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. Matzanu reinu machlekes tanoim v'amiroim. We find even in Torah arguments amongst the sages. Minakata lakata mamish, from one extreme to another extreme. You can have one rabbi in a mishnah permitting something, mamish permitting. And another rabbi in the Mishnah will say it's biblically capital punishment. Right? So even in Torah, there are extremes. There are different niches and different places where people have. And like he says, Ve'elo ve'elo divrei Elokim chayim. Both are right. Lashon Rabbim. Why is Elokim plural? It's interesting. From all the names of Hashem, there's only one name which is plural, and that's Elokim. Because Elokim symbolizes tzimtzum, contraction, limitation, diversity. So Elokim is plural. Why? Al Shem Moker Achaim L'Neshamas Yisrael, based on the source of the Neshamas of Yidden, which is divided, generally speaking, into right, left, center, which is Chesed Gevura. And he explains, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain like this. He doesn't use the example of Hillel and Shammai, but other, in Tanya itself, the Alter Rebbe does. When you look in Gemara, and there's an argument between Beishami and Beisilil, 95% of the time, Beisilil are lenient, and Beishami is strict. Chassidus explains, why is that? Because Hillel's neshamis came from Chesed. Beishami's neshamis came from Gvura. So because Hillel came from strictness, I mean kindness, so they're lenient. Shammai came from Gvura, so they're strict. And both are right. The Gemara tells a very strange story. The Gemara tells a story, two rabbis were arguing in Halacha. Okay? And they bumped into Eliyahu Navi in the street. They used to do that every so often. They bumped into Eliyahu Navi in the street. And they said, oh, they said to Eliyahu Navi, what is God learning upstairs? What Allah, you know, what God learns? What else does he have to do? Make shidduchim and learn. That's what it says. So Hashem is learning. Yes, what is Hashem learning in the yeshiva upstairs? So Eliyahu Navi said to them, he's learning this halacha that they were arguing over. He said, oh, great. What does God say? So he asked Eliyahu, so what does Hashem say? So Eliyahu Navi said, Hashem says, Rabbi so-and-so says this, and Rabbi so-and-so says that. Mamish, those two names. Says Hashem says, Rabbi says this, and this rabbi says this. So they asked Eliyahu Navi, does God have doubts when God doesn't know what halacha is? So Eliyahu Navi said to him, Eilu va'eilu divrei Elokim chayim, they're both right. And this is an answer to a general question that people, when you meet, that are not frum, and they're beginning to get involved, they ask a very simple question. If Torah comes from God, how in the world can so many different opinions? No, it's a fundamental question of Yiddishkeit. I mean, it's a very basic question. How in the world can you have so many different opinions? What did God say? When God gave the Torah at Sinai, did he say kosher? Did he say treif? Did he say yes? Did he say no? What do you mean there's an argument? And you're saying they're both, the answer is they're both right. And the explanation of this is very simple. We learned it a while ago. The explanation is, you find the pasuk in Chumash that explains this. Two psukim and chumash that explain this very, very simply. At the end of Parshas Bereishis, it says, people were bad. Hashem saw that people were bad. He started sinning. Hashem said, you know what? I'm going to destroy the world. I'm going to destroy mankind. And Hashem says, why? He says it like this. Ki yetzer lev ha'odam ra menu'odav. A person is born rotten from the beginning, doesn't pay to keep him. Okay, so Hashem said, you know what? People are bad, born bad, bad from A to Z, destroy the world. Hashem makes the flood, Noach is saved, comes out of the teva, brings korbanos, right? He brings sacrifices. And all of a sudden it says like this, Hashem smelled the good smell of the korban, whatever that means. And then Hashem says, you know, I'm never going to destroy the world anymore. Why? Because a person is born bad. The same logic, God used to destroy the world. God is using the exact same logic that he will never destroy the world anymore. What does this mean? It means very simple. There is a logic. Okay, there is a Torah logic. A person is bad. Okay? You can look at it two ways. If you look at it with a good eye, you say, so what do you want from them when they sin? If they're bad, you expect them any better? What do you want from them? If you look at it from a stricter perspective, the answer is, what do you mean? A person's bad? Kill him. Okay, I'll give you another. The Baditchever, who always found good by the Jews, yeah? He once saw a Jew with tefillin, cleaning up, greasing the oil of the wagon, cleaning up the manure from the horses or whatever. And the guy was wearing tefillin. Okay. So, a Jew who is stone-throwing type of a Jew will say to this guy, you idiot! You're wearing tefillin when you do this? You need to be punished. And the Baditchera looked at the Jew and said, God, look how great the Jews are. Even when they're cleaning the horses, they think about you. It depends how you look at things. It says in Chassidus, in Tanya, that Rebbe explains later, Beis Hillel's neshamis came from Chesed. In fact, it's even connected to Hillel, that Rebbe explains, comes to the word Bahalei Neir, that Rebbe explains, comes Bahalei Neir, it's lighting fire, light, which is Or, which is Chesed. Shammai, the word Shammai comes from the word Hasam, who measures. Measurement is Gvura. Chetz is when you give without a reckoning. You know, when you start measuring, that's an act of Gvura. So it says, Beis Hillel's neshamis came from Chesed, so therefore most of the time they were lenient. Beis Shammai, their neshamis came from Gvura, so therefore they're most of the time strict. But because in Kedusha, like we say in Sfira Sa'imer, there's Chesed Sheba Gvura and there's Gvura in Chesed and all that, so sometimes Beis Hillel will be strict, and sometimes Beis Shammai will be lenient. And Chassidus takes it even more. There's a question that Rebbe brings down from Chassidus. There's a din, according to Tanya, that Rebbe says, because Hillel came from Chesed, they're lenient, and because Shammai came from Gvura, they're strict. But the question is, Leiba Shamayimi, Torah is not in the heavens. Torah, you have to understand. You can't say, okay, I'm Chesed, everything's mutter. I'm Gvura, everything's forbidden. You can't work like that. Torah has to come down into the earth. So the Rebbe explains what it means is they understood it in Seichel. But because Beis Hillel's neshama came from Chesed, that turned their physical understanding to be lenient. But it wasn't because they came from Chesed, everything is kosher. Their Seichel understood that it's lenient. In their physical Seichel of Torah, they understood that it has to be lenient. But what, like when you're a lawyer for somebody, you're going to find merits for them? Okay, why? Because their neshama came from Chesed, so Chesed was pushing them to use Seichel into a lenient way. So the Alter Rebbe says, if in Torah, in the revealed Torah, you have opposite extremes, so when you're talking about soul issues, for sure there's opposite opinions. So not every person will be able to find their answer in a written book. And that's why the Alter Rebbe, meanwhile, till the end of this paragraph, is discussing the faults of a written advice book. And he says, if it's built on human intellect, for sure it's not necessarily correct for you. Even when it's built on Torah, but that doesn't mean you're going to find in Torah your answer, especially when you see such extreme opinions, even in the revealed part of Torah. And what's unique is, there was an article written once, I mean, there's zillions of differences, but when you ask a shaila to a rav, yeah, if it's kosher for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's kosher for every Jew. If it's trei for every Jew, it's trei for Moshe Rabbeinu. There's one answer that fits them all. Right? It's either kosher or trei. If it's kosher, it's good for everybody. If it's trei, it's trei for everybody. By a Rebbe, when you're asking soul advice, no two people have the same answer. Because in soul issues, it's not one answer, one half fits all sizes. Because every person is different. So the Alter Rebbe says, what if in the revealed part of Torah, you have so many different opinions from one extreme to the next? And he said, like he says on top of the page, those neshamas that originate in the attribute of Chesed, Hanegosim Gamkein, their behavior is also Lahatis Klapi Chesed, to turn their Seichel to Chesed, Lahakul to be lenient. And those that come from Gvura will be stricter. But the Kosher came from Kalvachaymer. How much more so? When you're talking about the concealed levels, which are not tangible, the inan dchilu urachimu, which are, what are the hidden levels? Fear and love of meichav aliba, of the mind and the heart. No two Jews have the same love. No two Jews have the same fear. What's good level of love for you is not good level of love for somebody else. What's good fear for you is not good fear for somebody else. The chochad v'chad lefum shiur delay. Every person according to their level, meaning what's evaluated and estimated in the heart. So for sure, a written book will not be able to help you find your particular advice. And like he finishes off the paragraph by saying, like the Zohar says in the Pasuk, it will be known, the husband is known in the gates, the husband is Hashem, and the gates are the various different ways of learning Torah. And there are a lot of different gates, and not every person will be able to find their answer in any particular gate. You have to know which gate fits you. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, based on what I'm saying now, I shouldn't have written this book. Right? But, we'll just start. Ach, b'yidoy makir ko'amina. De facto, the Alter Rebbe says, I know and I recognize every one of you. And kol echad ve'echad me'anash b'niseinu. Any member of Anash of our country, usmucha shalom, in the nearby countries. Ashahoyo adibar shalchiba motzi b'neinu. Words of affection have been passed through between us. V'gidu lefanai, and you revealed before me, kol talumis libam umeichem b'avedas Hashem. The Alter Rebbe says this book is different because I'm writing it to you, who I know, and you already spoken to me about your issues, and I know your issues, and I know how to deal with them. Hatluya b'lev, which is dependent on the heart, and as Chassidim would say, based on what the Alter Rebbe is saying over here, any Jew in any generation that learns Tanya is like talking personally to get advice from the Alter Rebbe. That's what the Alter Rebbe is saying here, basically. It's like you're talking to the Alter Rebbe to get advice. That's what the Rebbe Rashab said. The Rebbe Rashab said that learning Tanya is like talking to the Alter Rebbe to get advice. That any question that you have in anything of serving Hashem, you will find the answer in Tanya. And the Alter Rebbe at the bottom of this page is going to say, and if you can't find the answer, go to the older Chassidim and they will find you the answer. But the Alter Rebbe basically is saying in this paragraph that this book, and trust me, the Alter Rebbe is not saying it in haughtiness. The Alter Rebbe is saying that this book, because I know all of you, I know every one of your problems, I'm telling you that this book is the answer to every single issue in serving Hashem that you can possibly have. And therefore, this book is different than all the other books, as far as the relationship between Rebbe and Chassid. Because, as Chassidim explained, and it's obvious, just like the Alter Rebbe brought down about Yehoshua, that he was able to go k'neged ruchei shel kol echad ve'echad, he was able to put himself into the level of every single Jew, to understand the level of every individual Jew, to find them their detailed part of Torah, so the Alter Rebbe and every Rebbe is able to connect themselves to the spirit of each individual Jew. And that's what, like we said last time, you can have two people asking the same question. One gets an emphatic yes, and the other one gets an emphatic no. Because the Rebbe knows that for your neshama, it's good. For your neshama, it's not good. For your neshama, this. For your that neshama is that. So the Rebbe says, why am I writing this book? Because this is an answer to any question. The Rebbe said, I don't have time anymore for everybody. Any question you have, look in the book, you'll find the answer. By the way, it's not how to make money in real estate. That's not what the book is all about. It's questions, he says, in Avedas Hashem. In Avedas Hashem.
Huh? What happened to the goat looking at the moon?
That's our ultimate comprehension of Tanya. I'll give you a very simple example. Do you understand Chumash? When a kid in first grade or whatever age they start learning Chumash, learns Bereshis Baruch, and the teacher says Bereshis, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, do they know the Pasuk? Do they get 100 on the test? Do they go to second grade? Yes. Do they halachically, do they understand the Pasuk? Do they get a mitzvah of knowing Torah? Yes. The greatest minds didn't begin to understand the Pasuk. Rabbi Kiva Eger, who was known for his brilliant questions and his brilliant concepts, he was known for... when he learned Gemara, he had a lot of questions. He wrote a commentary on the side, Tzarchin Gadol, Tzarchin Gadol. I mean, unbelievable. He once came into a shul, and there were a bunch of simple Jews learning Gemara, you know, in Shul Ashir, and the teachers teaching the Gemara, and the students, you know, Balabatan, you know, understood the Gemara, everybody's excited, they close the Gemara, and they go home. And everybody's happy. They learned a piece of Gemara and they understand the Gemara. After they left, he started crying. He said, I don't understand. These simple Jews understand the Gemara and I don't. It's a different understanding and a different not understanding. So the ultimate understanding of Tanya is the goat at the moon. But goats also have a little understanding. But what's remarkable is, and the truth is, in Tanya you will find the answer to any situation. In serving Hashem, obviously. You have to know applied medicine, applied math, applied Tanya. That's it.